Yeah, so this is the post show.
Oh.
Oh, we're going already?
Yeah. Let me turn off the thing here.
Why would you do that?
Because then I'd have to cut out the post show from this.
And now it's cut.
Anyway.
You have just circumcised my uncut show.
I'm going to go through my my links that we didn't even talk about.
Oh, yeah.
And see if there's anything worth talking about in there. You know, kill some time. 15 minutes, whatever. Let's see. Possible Batman villain Clayface. I had a problem with that. I love Clay Aiken. Clayface being the Batman 3 villain. The only problem I have with that...
Was that announced? I missed
that. No, it's impossible because...
It's so weird.
They are casting for a woman character.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
No, they're casting to play Clayface.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's Horse Lady.
They are casting for a... she would play Bad Horse in the next Dr. Horrible movie.
Oh, my God.
They're casting for a woman that's closely related to Clayface in the comics. She's a big part of his storyline. So they're assuming that maybe Clayface is the villain. The problem I have with that is that so far the universe they've established for The Dark Knight is very fact-based. It's very possible.
Right.
Like, it is extreme, but I don't think they've done anything impossible.
Two-Face was pretty fucking extreme.
From a he-didn't-die standpoint,
well,
that was
from
it.
From a his eyeball is hanging half out the side of his face,
yeah.
And he has no... There's nothing here.
Yeah.
Like, that.
Tommy Lee Jones, Two-Face, was like, I'm relatively human-looking. There was just some bad scarring.
I think they did that for... But what I'm saying is, taking the look of it away, a guy could be horribly disfigured and still be a villain, I guess, and have a psychotic break. Two-Face is a pretty metaphysical... I mean, he's based in science, sure, but you have a guy like dripping clay and metamorphosing and whatnot. That's a different world for The Dark Knight.
Did you ever watch the Catwoman movie with Halle Berry?
Oh, I've seen maybe 15 minutes of it, and I literally turned it off. I couldn't.
Oh, it's terrible.
Sharon Stone spoke, and I was like, oh, shit.
She kind of does a whole clay face thing, but not.
Really?
It's like the opposite. Her clay face dries up into a hardened shell.
Okay.
It's weird because of her beauty products or something.
And she has to, like, keep hydrating it, or?
I don't know. It was so weird.
The Clayface storyline from Batman the Animated Series was fantastic. That was one of the best.
You can remove any reference to Clayface and keep that sentence, and it still works.
That's true. That's true.
The Animated Series was basically the best Batman has ever been.
No, yeah. He's,
long form.
He's by far the best Batman. Let's see.
Dangly parts.
What? What's that to do with Batman?
I think just dangly parts.
That's a man.
Inception's the most bit-torrented movie right now. That's not hard to believe. Eli, what are you reading? You just reading emails?
Just
catching up?
Mel Gibson is a stand-up guy, according to Robert Downey Jr.
Well.
Wait, there's...
Look, Robert Downey Jr. is funny, but
Iron Man and Braveheart.
So they replaced? Did you? So we? Well, that was talked.
Yeah, he's out of. He's basically the actors revolted, and he's out of Hangover 2. Some of the actors revolted. Apparently, like, Brody Stevens didn't care. Galifianakis, like, I guess, didn't want to do it with him.
Yeah, he said he didn't want to do it. So they replaced him with Taken.
Oh,
Liam Neeson?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I have a particular set of beers.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen now.
Wow. Playing himself?
I guess.
I hope he kills all of them.
You still need to watch the real version of that movie.
Download it for me.
Fiber now.
I don't have access to the kind of BitTorrents
you
have access to.
That is your own goddamn fault.
Nothing I can do to change it.
Not now.
Yeah, or ever. So
I hate you.
I can't find, and I can't do it safely either. I can't just go willy-nilly download movies and then get, you know, fucking $3,000 bills in the mail. That shit's just not worth it.
Right.
Josh, pussy. Step up forever is coming.
Oh, wait, seriously?
Yes.
Midnight Show.
You have a boner?
I've got a semi.
Step Up Forever.
No, there is a boner movie that's going to come out this holiday season that we need to go watch, but I can't think what it is.
A movie about boners?
Tron?
Well, no, there is Tron.
I want to see Potter. Tron.
No, not Harry
I
Potter.
I saw a Tron toy at the mall, and, okay, it's got the helmet,
right?
And you click the button, and a light flashes, and the face does, like, a strobe light-y thing. It's, and, like, the mouth moves. It's fucking awesome. Hmm. It's, like, a cool toy, man.
No.
It was the goddamn Disney store.
I went to watch 20 minutes of it, and that was awesome. So,
oh, right.
Yeah.
So, did you leave that with any impressions?
It was, so there was a couple of really neat things that they did, in that all of the real world stuff was 2D, and then the 3D didn't happen until he went into the game grid. So, I'm going to imagine it was the same thing that people that watched The Wizard of Oz, like when that was
put on your glasses.
No. They said the whole thing is color treated, so you leave the glasses on the whole time.
Weird.
Because they don't want people taking them on and off or having to read like a sign because it's dumb. But it was really cool because it was like 5 minutes of just like establishing the real world and the story and like who this kid is. And then whenever he got, you know, he sits down and the little laser thing blasts him into the game grid.
Does it cube him?
They didn't show that part.
Oh.
Like, they showed the laser warming up, and then, like, it makes a sound, but the screen went blank because they didn't want to show that yet.
Oh, I see. Like, that, it is in the movie, but you didn't
see
it.
Yeah, no, they cut that out of the preview. Because, yeah, they don't want to blow their load too quick, I guess.
I gotcha.
But then it immediately cut into, like, the full, like, Avatar-style 3D, where it wasn't like, oh, shit, I'm coming out of the screen. It was just, like, the back plane went way
yeah,
the
crazy
fuck
depth.
Out. And, like, one of the enforcers, you know, the big inverted U thing,
yeah,
was just, like, right on top of the kid, like, brrr. It was, like, fucking terrifying.
What's their name? Dev? It's not Devastator. It's, what do you call those goddamn things?
What are you talking about?
They have a name. It's not Enforcer. It's, like,
is it
Dementor or something?
I thought they were Enforcer. Whatever.
Anyway.
But, yeah, it was awesome.
Did you see any actual acting, or was it all, like, light cycles and robots?
No, there was... The entire opening was all... There was, like, 5 minutes of acting. The kid seems pretty solid. He's actually older. He's, like, 24, 25. I thought they were... From the previews, I thought they were trying to, like, make him look like he was a teenager.
No, I got through his mid-20s, because he's supposed to hook up with Olivia Wilde, and she's, like, 24, 25.
No. I just figured it was America, and fuck yeah.
America.
Anyway, but yeah, no, it was really cool. Like, all of the design and, like, some of the sound work is, like, crazy awesome.
For
yeah.
San Diego Comic-Con, they turned, like, everything into Tron. Like, the whole city was converted to Tron everything. Like storefronts were repainted to be about Tron. And there was, like, one restaurant that was turned into, like, a Tron bar or something. And they rebuilt Flynn's Arcade again.
Sweet.
But
actually, that was one of my favorite moments in the preview. Because whenever the kid goes to Flynn's Arcade, and, like, he walks in, and it's all shut off, and spiderwebs and shit everywhere, and he's got his flashlight, and he's looking around, and he finds the breaker box, and he flips the breakers, and it turns the entire arcade on, and the sound that that makes of the classic 80s arcade coming to life.
It's a glorious sound.
I almost cried, because and it was so perfect. And it was, like, if you're paying really close attention, like, it wasn't, like, generic arcade sounds. Like, they just got all of the original 80s arcades.
You can hear
yeah.
all those
you
machines
can hear
the, going. Like, all
the CRTs warming up.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he goes to the back with the actual, like, the Tron arcade machine in real life. Actually is, like, the one that he made.
Right.
Line. So he goes back there, and there's, like, the light cycles are going. And I'm like, oh my god, I totally suck at that game, but it's awesome.
The light cycle toy drives up a wall and projects a laser behind it.
That's
so I can use it to level my photos.
Yes,
sweet.
I think it uses the same technology. Yeah,
lasers.
Speaking of 3D, they're doing fucking goddamn Indiana Jones in 3D.
Don't move.
Where is he?
He's just go like that because he's on your back, the back of your chair. Just do it. Left hand. You may have gotten him.
I doubt it. That didn't look awkward or stupid at
no,
all.
No, looked really,
that was pretty awesome.
I thought my arm was going to hit something, but there wasn't anything there. Yeah. So
he's
like,
good
meh.
Kung Fu style, too.
Right.
Well, I use fly style.
This is what happens when white boys try to fight.
Yeah, Indiana Jones in 3D.
Or are they redoing the originals?
They're Star Warsing it, just like Star Wars. They're going to make them horrible.
It just doesn't. Just,
We named the dog Indiana.
But then... That was your Henry Jones? We named the dog Indiana. Yeah. I'm from London. London town. Yeah, see? Meh.
What?
Meh, meh.
Yes, that was it.
Schwartz, huh?
That was just terrible all
the
around.
The penitent man shall pass. The penitent man shall pass. The penitent man shall pass.
Jay?
I was trying to spell Jesus. I don't even know. Let's see. And then, even though he's doing all these stupid things, apparently George Lucas has pledged to have his money to charity. I think they should just murder him.
That's bad charity.
Give it all to charity. He tries to give it to like the Komen Breast Cancer Foundation. They're like,
his money just gives women breast cancer.
Keep it. We don't.
Somehow.
Let's
see. Red Dawn's coming out.
I don't care about that.
No, just coming out.
Step up to the Red Dawn 3D.
Seriously, there's going to be a Step Up 4, though.
Uwe Boll. Have you heard about his next movie?
I have no
idea. Step Up 5.
Step Up 6. Uwe Boll is doing a movie about the first fat female superhero called Blubberella.
That sounds riveting.
That doesn't even sound real. Like, even given his body of work.
To be perfectly honest, it sounds a whole lot like that show that Jim Lee had for a while about finding real-life superheroes.
Oh, and there was like a big... Stanley. And there's a big fat superhero lady.
That sounds as dumb as that show was, so I'm...
You know, if you gave me the right...
The tagline, I shit you not, is she will kick major ass with her major ass. How is that even possible? This is a tiny picture, but you can see the picture.
Yeah, if you give me the right voice effects, you can interview her.
No,
For about 4 minutes.
Oh, I'm just going to leave now.
I'm just saying.
Before we break out the fat suit quickly, voice.
Well, we have the technology. There's no reason not to. Hey, guys.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Hey, boys.
Yeah. Oh, that was Josh, sorry.
Burn me off a piece of that kitty cat.
Go ahead.
Hey, boys.
Hey, Blubberella.
It's me, Blubberella.
How's it going?
Good.
How's making a movie with Uwe Boll?
It's good. I like Hollywood. Because of the free food.
Yeah, how's the craft service table
it's
there?
It's good. It's so good. I love it.
I wouldn't peg you as a food fan.
Well, see, that's good. Thanks for asking that question.
That
Joe.
Wasn't a question. That was a statement.
I love sour cream. Sour cream pie.
No, wait. That's not a real thing. So explain to me. What is sour cream pie?
Sour cream pie is when you get a bowl of sour cream.
It's just a bowl of sour cream.
And then you put it in the oven.
Oh.
To make the top crispy.
Oh, you like a caramelized, like a meringue.
I love sour cream pie.
Do you put whipped cream on the sour cream?
I can. When they sometimes bring that to the trailer. But that's only when we... when I don't have to shoot more than 20 minutes at a time.
Oh, okay. So you're eating like every solid 20 minutes.
Now, would you say that you are a shame eater or like a happy eater? Or just any time eater?
That's a good question, Craig.
Was a question, I will say.
I don't really know if I understand the question. But
does being sad make you want to eat?
Or does eating make you sad?
Right.
I like food.
Okay.
That's the thing.
So you're taking like a precious approach to it. You're just proud and...
Since this is all based on a book...
Oh, okay.
By Sapphire.
That's why they picked me up.
Based on the novel...
But they didn't literally pick me up because I'm very large.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, what are your superpowers, Blubberella? I mean, this is a superpower movie, a superhero movie, superheroine. I'm sorry.
I can eat.
Right. I think we established that.
Okay, so we talked about this.
In the poster, you're carrying swords.
Yeah, they did that in post.
Those aren't for like cold cuts
no,
or
no.
You're not chopping off a side of beef and just going to town.
No, I usually just grab it and kind of gnaw on it.
Kind of a zombie style?
Just lay down in front of it. And
you just wait till something falls in your mouth? You do like food.
I do. Did we already talk about the sour cream pie?
What? Okay, we talked about sour cream pie. Give me one more. Give me another favorite.
Can you actually unhinge your jaw? Like
a snake?
Larger items.
Like a snake?
Yeah.
There was one time
like if you
man, want to
eat a watermelon whole.
That's a good question, Tom. there was a time that I was with another man.
Another man?
Another man.
Because you're a man? I thought you were a woman. I thought you were a female superhero.
No.
A different man.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you for clarifying
right.
that, Tom.
They got Tom twice. That's good.
Right.
Yeah. I was Craig earlier.
Or earlier, but not this time.
Now.
Sure.
I'm sorry. What was the question again?
I think we asked you something. If there were foods you liked besides sour cream pie, which
that's,
we established
yeah.
is a meringued
right.
bowl of sour cream.
No, that's good. I think I have to go now.
okay.
My handler. It's telling me that it's time for me to do it.
You've just decided not to answer the question.
Yeah, well, I really
like you don't like spaghetti, but instead
I'm getting really tired.
But like instead of spaghetti, it's all hot dogs.
I need a cup of gravy to rehydrate,
right?
Because
there's very little water in gravy,
like crystal gravy, or
ooh.
Much like filming, I can only do 20 minutes at a time, and
it's only been like 4 minutes.
Well. On your time.
You're getting hard. You sound like you're getting... Your breath's getting kind of heavy.
Yeah, well, this isn't, I really need some gravy.
I mean, is this why you have an EMT standing next to you at all
yeah,
times?
That's Henry over there.
The paddle's being charged right now is making
me
nervous.
That's where I put my cheese sandwich.
Precautionary measure.
Yeah, they
she's
put a
okay
cheese... They put
now.
A cheese sandwich between the little... Defibrillator.
Oh, just a real quick grilled cheese.
Yeah. And,
clear.
I really
cheese.
Am getting, thank you for having me on.
Okay.
Edward.
Well, we'll see you next time,
okay.
Blubberella.
Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure.
All right.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
I think that's going to be it for HE Post
did
Show 68.
Wait, was somebody here?
I think we lost her for good. I'm pretty sure the paramedic stepped out and that's the end of it.
Okay,
yeah.
Maybe she'll make a comeback. In this.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.